This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Monday, October 9th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the United Kingdom, the austerity programme of the Conservative government in the past few years has been disproportionately affecting people of colour. And while labour unions have been doing their best to fight back, sometimes it takes new approaches to address the issue. One of those new approaches is to create groups which can work in parallel with the labour movement. That was the strategy adopted by a group in the UK called Black Activists Rising Against the Cuts, more commonly known by its acronym BARAC. Zita Holborn is a vice president of the Public and Commercial Services Union in the UK. She is also a co-founder of BARAC. She spoke at a recent forum on social justice issues organized by the Canadian Union of Public Employees.
BARAC was formed and established. We established it because I recognized that the work that I've been doing as a trade union activist, campaigning against cuts that had come under a former previous Labour government, different leadership then than we have now, had already adversely, disproportionately impacted on black workers. And I should explain that when I use the term black, it's used in its broadest political sense to encompass everybody that is a person of colour. So that's how we use the term politically in the UK. And I recognised that under the new Tory government that we were going to face huge austerity and cuts, and that was going to have a massive disproportionate impact, not just on black workers, but on black service users and communities. And I wanted to do more than I could do within my own union. We fight for freedom and justice and equality in trade unions, but we're also institutions and we also have bureaucracy, right? So I wanted to be able to organise outside of that structure, but alongside it at the same time, and work within the trade union movement that I'm a part of, but also have that freedom to stand up and speak out and campaign with others. And what we find in the trade union movement is black workers join proportionately in the UK, but the higher you go up through the structures, the less of us there are. So there are barriers to participation and there is underrepresentation in our movement. And that means that we don't necessarily have the voices to make sure that our experience is heard at the highest levels and in the decision-making bodies, because that's fundamental and key. If you're not involved in the decision-making bodies, obviously I am as an individual, but across the board, not everybody is. So we formed BARAC because we wanted to bring communities, trade unions, workers, service users together in a way that actually they hadn't historically worked together in the UK. So we always had community organisations and community activists, but they weren't necessarily working with trade unions, and trade unions weren't necessarily working with them. Because we recognise that this is a broader scale than anything we'd ever seen before. And if we didn't mobilise and organise our black communities, then we wouldn't be empowered and ready for that fight that we needed to have. We were literally bombarded with people asking for support and help. And part of what we did when we were initially established is to try and empower people. So we didn't want to get bogged down with the bureaucracy of an organisation and structure. We said, if you're a group of black people in any city or town, whether you're in Manchester or Birmingham, you call yourselves BARAC, you mobilise, you organise, we'll help you do that. But also what we'll do is we'll provide you with the tools and the education so that you feel empowered. You understand how structures work, how the law works, how policies work, and you can empower yourselves and your local community to stand up to what's happening to you, but also be part of a broader movement, which is a national organisation. So you have that sort of backing behind you to say you're part of our organisation. What we thought was important is that our voices are heard across the anti-austerity movement.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.